Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kedushin Nun Zayin. Kedushin 57b. Pagination is 114. Starting from the end of the line, about halfway down the page, the Mishnah, which is being referenced here, told us that if a man tried to be Mekadesh a woman with basar b'chalav, meat that was cooked in milk, and is therefore forbidden even in benefit, it would not be a good kiddushin. Minolon, how do you know this? The Gemara asks. The Tanna Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, we were taught, lo sevasha gedi b'chalevi mo gimel pa'amim. The Torah says you should not cook a kid in its mother's milk, a little goat in its mother's milk. Three times that statement is written in the Torah. And we're taught, echad iser achila, one time is to tell us that it's forbidden to eat it, ve'echad iser hano, and one time it's to tell us you're not allowed to benefit from it, ve'echad iser bishul, and one time to tell you that you're not allowed to even cook it. So this is a very far-reaching and unusual prohibition. Often we find things that are forbidden to eat, but not only eating, but in this case, even to benefit from it or to cook it, even without any intent to personally benefit from it. Cases mentioned in Halacha of a person who wanted to stoke the fire, but one of his workers, a non-Jewish worker's pot was there, and the pot had basar b'chalav in it. He's not allowed to stoke the fire to cause it to cook. Why was the statement made as lo sevashel, you shouldn't cook, if it's talking about eating and benefiting? So the Mefarshim explained, because the only time it's prohibited to eat midoraisa biblically, or to have hana'a from it, is if it was cooked. But if you just had a mixture of milk and meat, it would not be prohibited in benefit. It would still be prohibited in eating, at least on a rabbinic level. It would be prohibited. We keep milk and meat very diligently separate, but to take it so far as to prohibit benefit from it, if the batch-up occurred, would you be able to give it to a neighbor or sell it to a neighbor? That's only if it's the biblical prohibition and it was cooked together. Otherwise, it will be permitted in benefit. A case came up where someone put butter accidentally on a turkey and baked it. So because oaf, birds, are not biblically prohibited to mix milk and meat, it's not meat, it's not flesh, it's not the equivalent of the Torah's example, a goat, which therefore only applies by meat, not by fowl. So therefore that turkey done in butter was indeed prohibited to eat, but was not prohibited in benefit. There's an entire siman in Yoredeya, siman Pei Zayin, which outlines these prohibitions, and the Ramah there writes at the end of Sif Aleph, for example, kol basa b'chalav she'ina osur min haTorah, any case of milk and meat that's not biblically prohibited, mutar b'hana'a, will be permitted in benefit, even though it'll be prohibited in eating. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber points out, Gedi Lav Dafka, a goat is not specific. The same would be with an ox or a sheep, etc. There's a reason that Gedi was chosen, but that's not the halachic limiting factor. In Sif Gimel, we find out, Eina Noeg Alibavasa Behema Tahora. It only applies by the meat of a kosher animal, in the milk of a kosher animal. And this provides us with an interesting leniency. A question came up in the case of swallowing therapy, where a person wants to help a non-Jew with their swallowing. And one of the items, apparently, that was being introduced was a cheeseburger. And the question was if the Torah observant therapist was going to be able to assist the non-Jewish patient in eating the cheeseburger, not because the non-Jew has any restriction about eating cheeseburgers, is totally permitted to the non-Jew. The question here was that the speech therapist was rotze bikiyumo, wanted that cheeseburger because that was their method of getting paid. They were gaining benefit from the existence of this product, and they were using it, even if they didn't own it. It was owned by the lunch system, but they were gaining benefit from the cheeseburger. But if you could certifiably ascertain that the meat was from a non-kosher animal, it was not kosher meat, so then this prohibition on the benefit level would not apply. So you could actually, in a quite humorous way, have a new certification out there, certified non-kosher, so that Basa B'Cholav laws should not apply. One additional intriguing comment from Simon Pezayin in Yoredeya is the concept of Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin means that sometimes milk and meat is going to be prohibited in benefit, or at least in eating, and sometimes it's not prohibited at all if the milk is not from an animal. What's described is almond milk, chalav shkedim. And in that case, since it looks like milk, so to mix it with meat products would be maris ayin, it appears that you're doing the wrong thing. And therefore, a person has to do an act that makes it clear that he's not doing anything wrong. And that would be, in the case of the Ramah, to leave the nuts on the table so that people could see where you obtained this milk. Nowadays, if we use coffee whitener at a fleishik meal, we purposely leave the container on the table so that people could see that it's a parav product. Perhaps now that this whitener is so prevalent, it might not be necessary, because people know that if it's a fleishik meal and they're serving ice cream, it's obviously parav ice cream. And if they're serving whitener, it's obviously parav whitener. But at least on the Shulchan Aruch level, when these things were commonly mistaken for one another, it was necessary to clearly demarcate what it was that you were doing so that people would know that no prohibition was occurring and that what you were doing was permitted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.